Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and really excited. We've done over 1,000 programs in the 5.5 years that we have done this. I feel so fortunate that we have been able to keep doing this ministry, and it grows and reaches more people. And as I share quite often, one of my favorite things is I get to have guests on this program to share their story. And as we talk about on Hope is Here quite often, everybody's got a story. And yeah, I don't think we've ever shared a story the way that we're going to share one over the next few days. Dr. Mike Kearns is going to be with us today. And Mike and I have just known each other through my 20 years of ministry, just off and on. God's connected us, but he actually is a 40-year ministry veteran and is just kind of entering that season of retirement. And we're just going to share kind of some things from the calling that he had on his life. He's kind of like me. He left the business world to go into ministry. He's been at small churches. He's been at big churches. He's taught at Asbury. I taught at Midway. Went through a divorce like me, and there's just so many facets. A lot of ours are similar, and yet there's also some differences, which is cool. But I think you'll be really blessed. And for the pastors listening, I hope it'll be an encouragement for you, maybe some reminders of why you got into ministry. But for those of you that are not in ministry, maybe just kind of look behind the curtain what it's like for a person that's a pastor and been in ministry. So just a little more background on Mike. He's got his Master's of Divinity from Cincinnati Christian Seminary. He's certified from the National Association of Church Business Administrators, and he has a doctorate of ministry from Asbury University and was an adjunct professor there where he taught for over 10 years. And obviously, he has a brilliant mind, but better than that, he has a big, big heart. So, Mike, thanks so much for being with us on Hope is Here, man. It's an honor to have you.
Well, thank you for having me, Greg. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you know, we both kind of started in business, yet God seemed to just kind of call us both out of the marketplace. Could you kind of share with our listeners your experience about decision to leave the business world and to go into ministry?
Yeah. I was thinking about it this week, and I was thinking about a calling on your life, and I was thinking about different occupations that have callings on their lives. And I thought, you know, there's probably doctors out there that have felt early on they were called in to do medicine. Maybe an attorney. I don't know, you know, what kind of calling that would be. But I think ministry is unique in the sense that I've never met a minister that didn't feel and didn't have some kind of story about their calling into ministry. I remember going through seminary and studying some of the brilliant minds, men of faith, and almost all of them have kind of really unique stories. I even think about the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus and what a calling on his life. Now, probably few of us have ever had that kind of dramatic calling, but that is a calling, and he stayed with it until he died. And so I do believe God calls us into ministry, and it's really important. Now, I went to University of Kentucky. I got a degree in accounting. I got out of there, and my dad was a builder, and I ended up going into business with him. And we went into business. I was there for 7 or 8 years. I became a Christian at a Ford Philpott crusade. And I came forward and accepted Christ, and at that moment in time, I felt this feeling that God wanted me to do something. But I fought the ministry. I thought, I don't think that's it. And I fought it probably for about 6 years. And I even had considered opening a Christian bookstore in Cynthiana, Kentucky. Because I thought, well, that's one way of ministering to people. Well, I'm glad I didn't, because Christian bookstores are hard, and it would have probably failed. So, but eventually, I came to the point where I just couldn't stand it any longer. I had to give this a try and see if this is really what God was calling me to do, was to get into ministry and to talk about the kingdom and talk about the gospel and share it. I had a good friend of mine, when I was thinking about it, I went and talked to him. He was a minister, and he made this statement to me, and I think it's a true one. He said, if you can do anything else in life and be happy, don't go into ministry. And I think there's a lot of truth in that, because through this past 40 years, when I've gone through ups and downs and I've thought about, you know, should I leave the ministry? Should I go into the world? I kept thinking, I'm not going to be happy out there. I've got to be doing something. And I will tell you that in the past 40 years, I've had lots of ups and downs, and but I can honestly say I have never regretted one time the decision I made to go into ministry, because it's what God has, I think, placed me here for. And I probably haven't always been as good at it as He wanted me to be. I've probably made mistakes along the way. And I will say this, there have been times, and we'll probably talk in our second session together about some of my stops in ministry. There have been times when I've hit that spot and looked to God and say, all right, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know if You want me to stay in ministry. I don't know if You want me to leave. I know what I want to do, but I need to know from You. And I used to tell people all the time, I need a God-a-gram. Do you ever have a God-a-gram? It would be great if God would just tell you. But He wants us to do that struggle. He wants us to figure out, you know, what are we here for? What's our purpose? I have some scriptures that have really jumped out at me over the years that has helped me to kind of be sure that I'm on the right track. And I'll just share a couple of them here. One of them was Ephesians 2:10, when it says that we are all created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which He has prepared in advance for us to do. I have taught that to every church that I have served in. And I've told people, I really believe that God has prepared in advance things for you to do. And don't doubt it. You've got to seek it. You got to find out what is it that He has prepared us to do. A couple of other scriptures that have taken me through the years. One is the Great Commandment, Matthew 22, when He was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, you know, it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And that scripture has stuck with me. And particularly the last part of it, the part where it says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I've always taken that scripture to mean that God gives us permission to love ourselves. We can love ourselves. It's okay. But we can't become self-absorbed. We have to be able to kind of reach out and make sure that we minister to people and that we care about people along the way. And then, of course, the Great Commission is the other scripture, which is when Jesus told His disciples when He was going back to heaven. And He said, you know, go and make disciples in all nations and teach them, train them, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and I will be with you always. That has been kind of a scripture that has sunk into me and thought, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be teaching and training, baptizing, and trying to win people to Christ. Now, one of the things I have discovered through these 40 years is that we really want to win lost people, okay? But sometimes we end up in churches, maybe a smaller church, and we look out every Sunday morning, and everybody out there is a Christian. We know they are. And so we think, okay, what am I doing here? If I'm not baptizing, what am I still doing the work of the Lord? And here's what I've discovered in those 40 years. And that is anybody in my congregation growing in Christ? Is there anybody out there that is starting to read their Bible? Is there any of them out there that are coming up and asking me questions after a sermon? And when I have had that to happen, it has said to me, okay, Mike, you're doing something here. You're helping people to to grow in Christ Jesus. So I told students when I was at Asbury, I told every one of them this, every class I had. The chances are real good. There may be one or two people that will be in a mega church, but most of us will be in a smaller church. And we need to be there.
Well, you bring up such a great point. I was at a pastor's luncheon recently, and a little bit of the statistic, but I was even amazed. I'm pretty sure I have this right, that 80% of the churches in the United States are 200 or less.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
true.
You know, we think of there's some great large churches here in Lexington, Central Kentucky, but the majority of us, you know, that are pastors or, you know, the churches. And so, but I think sometimes we probably get guilty of playing that compare game, right?
Yes.
You know?
That's right. Yeah. We're not a mega church, so are we doing the right thing?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something, Greg, that concerns me right now that I see going on, and I don't know what the answer is, but I know of several small churches right now who are looking for pastors, and they can't find anybody. And what it seems like is happening is I'm not sure of the how many young people are going to Bible colleges and seminaries now with the intent of going into ministry, but what I've discovered is that most of them come out and they want to go to a mega church and be on staff. And they never get the senior minister position, preaching every Sunday. And you know as well as I do, that's a different world.
Yeah. I had a guy on staff with me that I was at a mega church, and he was a tremendous communicator of God's word. I mean, really, really gifted in that area. But was a young guy in his early 20s, and he just was like, you know, hey, man, I feel like I need to be a pastor, a senior pastor, da-da-da. And I said, well, you know, brother, you do have the gift of communication, but just take it from a guy that's executive pastor and been doing this for 10 years. I said, there's a lot more to it than just preaching on Sunday.
Yes, that's true. I had an associate pastor with me at my little church, because we put two churches together, which I'll talk about later. But I had a guy that used to come in all the time, and on Sunday morning, he'd say to me, which one of you all are working today? Like, that's the only time we work, is when we preach on Sunday morning. There is a lot more to ministry than that. I want to share one more scripture, if I may. Another scripture that, you know, if you grow up in a Christian church, this is a scripture you hear over and over again, and you teach from it. And it is Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, the reason that one resonates with me is because I really believe that we do need to teach people to repent. We need people to be baptized, and we need to do those things. But I don't think in the Christian church that we have done a very good job of teaching that last part, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Many times we don't even talk about the Holy Spirit in our churches. We're almost afraid to talk about it. We're afraid somebody's going to jump up and start speaking in tongues or something. And that's, you know, the Holy Spirit is so much more than that. It is what sustains us. It is what guides us. It is what gives us wisdom to make choices and decisions. I have a friend that's in the ministry that...
I definitely want to hear this story, and I know it's going to be a good one, but unfortunately, we're almost out of time. So we've been listening, been having a conversation here with Dr. Mike Kearns. He has got 40 years of ministry experience. He's pastored churches. He's been at small churches. He's been at large churches. He's also taught at Asbury. Also has an accounting degree, has a business background. So, man, we're just scratching the surface here, just kind of talking about what he's learned in those 40 years of ministry. So I hope you'll share this program with somebody if you've been blessed by it. But Mike's going to be with us for a couple other programs, so make sure you join us again tomorrow as we'll continue talking with Dr. Mike Kearns about what he's learned in 40 years of ministry on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.